All right, update on the injury report. Matt Willis did not participate today, hamstring. Nate Irving did not participate, concussion. Quentin Carter did not participate, knee. Chris Cooper was limited today for the first time, forearm. Willis McGahee was limited, ribs. Jacob Tammy, Tracy Porter, and Chris Harris were all full. Any questions?
There's reports that the officials are close to an agreement.
Yeah, I think, that's in the league office's hands. We've addressed it. It's a possibility, but right now all our focus is on the Raiders and whatever group of officials out there. We'll wait and see.
What was your reaction to the decision to suspend Joe Mays?
Again, there's rules in place. That was their interpretation. I know on Joe's side, he's appealing it. So, he was not in the building today. He's not allowed to be in the building, and we'll be that way until further notified.
If he can't go, does that mean Keith Brookings likely going to get that?
Well, we've got Danny Trefathan. We've got options there. Depending on, whether Nate Irving's available or, there's a lot of what ifs that we don't have all the answers yet.
Communication-wise and stuff, what does that do when you pull out the guy who wears the helmet, the guy who makes all your calls?
Well, everybody's been here with us through camp, and so they've dealt with that, whether it's been the second unit or the third unit. So they've had practice, and they're familiar with our system. And, like any injury at any position, we've always had a next man up philosophy, and, whoever we choose at that point, we'll expect that from him.
Must have been encouraging to have Chris Cooper at least on the practice field, even if it's in a...
Yeah, I haven't seen him smile that big in a while, so that's good. He's been battling through a couple different injuries, and, so it's always good to see those guys out there.
What do you see from the Raiders, Jeremy?
I thought they had a real tough, hard-fought battle last week that they were able to hang in there and win. I know their defense does an outstanding job of stripping the football. That was critical in that victory against the Steelers. They've got a lot of deep speed at the receiver position. They have probably one of the most explosive backs in the league in McFadden. I think Carson Palmer's playing very well. He's adapted. It's a system he's been in for a while, the West Coast system. With Knapp, defensively, they've been banged around a little bit at the cornerback position, but they're big and physical up front. They've got probably one of the strongest legged kickers in the game. So they've got a good football team. I think it's an important game for both teams.
Back when you hired Dennis Allen, did you anticipate he'd be a head coach in this league? And if so, this quickly?
Well, I think it's a tribute to the type of coach Dennis is. I think it was very similar to the first year that I was head coach in Carolina, hiring Jack Del Rio. I've been an assistant coach, first year coordinator, and he got the Jacksonville job at the conclusion of that 2002 season. Very similar path, fast rising for Dennis as well. He was an assistant in New Orleans, and I was familiar, because being in the same division, came in here, did an outstanding job with our defense, and, landed the Oakland job.
So would you rehire him in 9 or 10 years if he was available and needed a defensive coordinator?
I wouldn't. He's probably, in his mind, wants to be a head coach longer than that, so I wouldn't want to wish anything bad on him. But I would hire him.
John, some people look at your schedule coming up and think that this is a must game. You're home, two coming up, tough games on the road. When you hear that, what do you think?
It's like any game. The next one's the most important one. They're all pivotal. There's only 16 of them. We've played three. This ends up our fourth quarter. Our division's all stacked up. I'd say any division game at this point, you can call it whatever you want, but it's, the biggest one's the next one, and that's our next one.
John, Fran Tarkington came out and said on Fox News today that Joe should have been suspended for 1 year. Outrageous?
Everybody's got opinions, and I won't go into what opinions are like, but their opinions.